Donald Trump Jr., Joe Biden shipped more jobs to China than probably any human being alive. By Robert Krajicek on September 3, 2020. Donald Trump Jr., author of Liberal Privilege, Joe Biden and the Democrats' Defense of the Indefensible, highlighted former Vice President Joe Biden's decades-long record of support for globalist policies benefiting China. Offering his remarks on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Biden has shipped more jobs to China than probably any human being alive, said Trump Jr. in reference to the former vice president's entire voting record on trade. Biden's support for the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and China's permanent trade status in the World Trade Organization, WTO, destroyed our auto industry and manufacturing, stated Trump Jr. He recalled Biden's support for the Obama administration's push for the U.S. to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, as a more recent example of the former vice president's support for policies destructive to America's manufacturing sector. Trump Jr. noted much of the news media's framing of Biden as a blue-collar and working-class man. Watching today's media try to run this guy as though he's going to be good for the blue-collar worker when he's literally decimated the middle class, the manufacturing sector of America, is truly amazing, and one of the things that has to be highlighted especially in the swing states, remarked Trump Jr. Listen. Trump Jr. determined, Joe Biden has single-handedly done more to destroy the American middle class than probably any politician alive. And that's impressive, because we've done so really really bad job until Donald Trump got involved. There's a lot of bad ones, you see that permit. Trump Jr. noted how Biden's entire adult life has been in politics. Trump Jr. said, Biden says he's blue-collar Joe. But he got his first D.C. official elected position when he was in his 20s. He's never had a blue-collar job in his life. The reality is Donald Trump's a rich guy. He doesn't hide from that. He doesn't pretend to be something that he's not. But he did that as a builder, as the construction guy. He was in the foundations of buildings talking with construction guys. He understands, and knows them. He likes them. He loves them. He got into this to fight for them. Biden's pledge to end fracking must be made known to voters in Pennsylvania, stated Trump Jr. Biden monetized his political influence to enrich himself and his family. Observed Trump Jr. Biden family graft involved the sale of political decisions to China, he added. If I was doing the stuff that Hunter Biden was doing, I'd be in jail right now, said Trump Jr. I call it the Biden crime family, because that's what it is. If I took $1.5 billion from the Chinese government, it would be a really, really big story. Trump Jr. estimated how much Hunter Biden was paid by Bohai Harvest RST, BHR, an investment firm founded in partnership between himself and a subsidiary of the state-run Bank of China, during his tenure on the company's board. Trump Jr. said, when someone invests into a fund like that, $1.5 billion into a fund, there's a typical fee structure. Usually it's about a 2% management fee, before you even get into profit. Just the 2% management fee on $1.5 billion from the Chinese government is $30 million a year. That's an annual fee to Hunter Biden for doing nothing, for not knowing anything about these things. China procured political influence with Biden through Hunter Biden, said Trump Jr., linking the former vice president's policies towards China with the Biden family's financial ties to the one-party state. They were buying Joe, said Trump Jr. of China's dealings with Hunter Biden. That's why he's been so soft on China. That's why he said they're not our enemy. That's why, he said, they're not going to eat our lunch. That's why he's pushed for China's permanent trade status in the World Trade Organization. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.